What is up, everybody? My name is Brittany, and you're listening to Brit Tea. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 3 of Brit Tea. Happy New Year. Guys, it's 2024. It's crazy to say, but I hope everyone had an amazing holiday. I hope everyone had an amazing New Year. Listen, of course, I gotta have a story. So this episode is really what happened before the New Year. Leading up to the New Year, there was a lot that went down. And of course, there's always some type of drama. There's always some type of story in my life. And today, I'm going to be sharing kind of a crazy story with you guys. But before we get into the crazy tea, let's start off slow. If you're listening to this on the day it drops, 1/11, today is also my 28th birthday. Shout out to all my Capricorns. Yo, our sign is a goat. So we're goats, we the best, and we know what's up. Honestly, for each one of my birthdays as I get older, I notice that I tend to say that I'm getting old. It's more of a negative thing how I approach my birthday. I notice that I'm not that I'm negative about my birthday. I tend to be negative about the number and my age. But this year, I'm going to approach it a little bit differently. I want to approach it with more of a positive mindset because it's honestly a blessing to see another year. I wake up every morning, I'm healthy, I have a job, I have a roof over my head, and I'm maturing. My body's maturing, my mentality's maturing, I'm growing. So instead of approaching it in a negative light, this year I'm happy I'm turning 28. It's crazy to say, not gonna lie. But I think I'm going to take it in more of a positive mindset. Listen, these are my last 2 years of my 20s, and I really feel like I'm about to live it up. In all reality, because I think in realities, I'm obviously going to be getting married in my 30s and having kids in my 30s. So why not live up my last 2 years of my 20s? And I heard your 30s are the new 20s. So technically, we about to head into our 20s. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm excited. I'm excited. And I'm just blessed to see another year. And this year for my birthday, I'm keeping it super chill. I did something for my 26th, something for my 27th, and obviously before that. But I feel like for my 28th, I want to chill. Like, I just want to relax. I feel like that's how I've been entering this new year. Obviously, in my first episode for this season, I talked about focusing on myself and really just falling in love with myself again. And I feel like I'm in the point of my life that I'm very chill. I want to do chill things. Like, I don't want to be all crazy. And I never been the type to go out partying and go to the club. If you do that for your birthday, I love watching you on Instagram. It's dope. I don't have FOMO. I have JOMO. I honestly have the joy of missing out. It sounds weird, but I love watching people do their thing. It's just never been me. I'm such a huge homebody. If I could be home watching a movie, eating cake on my birthday, like, that's fine. Like, I don't need to do anything crazy. So for this year, I'm just going to chill, probably get something to eat, see my family, and just enjoy this new year and this new age. It's crazy. I started this podcast when I was 26 years old, and I'm now 28. Anyway, I want to bring it back a little bit to December, because in the month of December, let's just say a lot happened, and I need to tell you guys because I think my life, I really wish a camera followed me because my life is just never normal. There's never a normal day. Something always happens. I feel like I have something on my head that says, like, target me and mess with me. So let's bring it back to about the second week of December. I'm driving to work, and I have a Toyota RAV4. I'm driving to work, I'm listening to my music, and all of a sudden, the check engine light comes on. And you know, when that light turns on, something's going down. And my car started to rev. So I was pressing on the gas. I was now in local street. So I was going about 25 miles per hour. I'm stepping on the gas and my car is revving, but it's not not really moving. So when I felt that and saw that and just observed that, I knew something was going to go down with the car. Not going to lie. And I pray and I'm like, please God, let it be something so simple. Like, I just cannot deal with car issues before the holidays. Anything with a car, whether it's an oil change, got to change your tires, it's expensive. So, long story short, I made it to work that day, thank God. I drove it home. It wasn't driving home right. So, I brought it to my mechanic just to run the codes to see what code is coming up for my car. So, he runs the codes and one code came up. And unfortunately, it was a transmission code. So long story short, I went to a specific transmissions guy that I was referred to by my mechanic. So I go to him, really nice Dominican guy. He checks my car and he's like, yeah, you need a whole new transmission. And in my head, unfortunately, when I go to fix my car for any reason, I go in with the mentality that, you know, sometimes people try to take advantage of women, especially when it comes to cars. So when he said that, I was like, is he lying? Like, is he just trying to get money out of me? And I called my dad and I was like, hey, he says I need a new transmission. And my dad's like, no, leave. I doubt you need a new transmission. So I left. And I decided to go to Toyota because when you go to the specific brand of your car and you run a diagnostic on your car, they give you the specific codes that come up. And I feel like some of these places, I don't know, like I just felt like I wanted to get it done with Toyota. So $200 later, I bring it to Toyota just to get codes. Guys, literally you plug something in and the codes come out and I spent $200 on that. Whatever, it is what it is. So I go there. It took about an hour for them to give me the diagnostic. And the guy comes out and he puts papers down and he's like, yeah, you need a whole new transmission. And my heart dropped because at this point, now it's like maybe like a week and a half before Christmas. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, why? Like, why now? Before the holidays, before my birthday. So low key, I wanted to cry. Not gonna lie, because I knew the price tag that was coming with it. But whatever. So he tells me I need a new transmission. He gives me the numbers. It's let's just say it's more than 3K. Let's just say that. So long story short, I sat down and I really thought about it. Because a part of me wanted to trade in my car, like, as is, let me just trade it in, get a new car, because with a transmission issue, like, that's tough. But as the mature Brittany, the mature 28-year-old that I am, I really sat down and I was thinking about the numbers and I was thinking about my finances and I was thinking about if it's smart for me to get into a car loan right now. So right now my car has no car payment. All I pay is car insurance. So it's a blessing. Like, I have no car payment. And it's amazing. So I was thinking, like, can I get or do I want to get into a car payment right now? So I'm thinking about it, running my, you know, my finances and my numbers. And in all honesty, it just wasn't right. It's not the right time right now. You know, I'm on my own and I have a lot of financial responsibility. And I just feel like adding a $300-$500 car payment on my life right now is just not the smartest thing. And I decided that I'm just going to fix my car, get a whole new transmission. And it's Toyota, you know, Toyotas usually last up into 300,000 miles plus. It's getting there, but I know my Toyota will last when I change this transmission. So that in itself stressed me out. But while this is happening, I get sick for the holidays. So fast forward to Christmas. My father and I decided the day before Christmas Eve, so December 23rd, let's go to Little Italy. Let's get fresh bread. If you've never been to Little Italy, it's right by Fordham Road and by Fordham University. So it's not far in the Bronx. And there's a specific area. It's all Italian restaurants, Italian bakeries, Italian food. It's just like an amazing, amazing area in the Bronx that I absolutely love. And that day I was feeling a little off. My throat was feeling a little scratchy. But we still went. We walked around. It was a little chilly that day. And when I got in the car to go home, I felt my body hurting. And I was like, oh no. And we all know that COVID has been going around more. The flu has been crazy. RSV, I think that's how you say it, RSV, has been going around. And in my head, I'm like, yo, everyone's getting sick. And I thought that I was Superwoman and I wasn't. So I'm driving home and I'm like, damn, I'm really not feeling well. So I get home, I make myself a cup of tea. And from that day, the 23rd, up into New Year's Eve, guys, I was literally on my deathbed. Like, I got so sick. And not gonna lie, I didn't test for COVID. I didn't test for the flu because I knew it was one or the other. I knew it was either COVID or the flu. But yo, when I tell you, I was deathly ill. On Christmas Eve, it was like an outer body experience. My family was here. My uncle was here. Everyone's eating and talking and wanting to be in the Christmas festivities. And I feel like I was physically there, but the rest of me was not there. So guys, my holiday was trash. Like, I need to tell you my symptoms. My body felt like I got hit by a truck. I didn't have a fever, thank God, but I was freezing cold one second, hot the next, freezing cold one second, hot the next. My throat hurt. I like to speak hurt, to move my lips hurt. I couldn't even look at my phone. I had this headache behind my eye for a week. And I've had COVID before. I had COVID 3 times. And I had the flu before years ago when I was in high school. It felt like both of those combined. That's how sick I got. So Christmas Eve, I was dead. Christmas morning, I kind of felt a little better. I feel like just the excitement of like opening gifts, but I still didn't feel right. And low key, I feel like it was COVID because when I went to go drink an energy drink, it literally tasted like chemicals. When I went to go take Excedrin, I couldn't taste the medicine because if you know me, you know that I can't swallow pills. So I crush them. So I take, instead of just taking a full pill, you don't really taste much. Me, I crush it. So you taste like the actual medicine. I didn't even taste that. So it was bad, guys. It was really, really bad. And, you know, Christmas Day, I got great gifts. You know, thank you to my family for all my amazing gifts. But I just felt so, so sick. I was literally in bed every single day. There's an indent in my mattress now because I sleep on one side. I was literally glued to my bed. So up into New Year's, you know, I started getting a little better here and there. New Year's Eve, I stood home because I felt like maybe I was like 80%. I didn't feel 100%. And I was in bed by 9:30. Like, it was just such a weird holiday season for me. I never been sick during a holiday, especially a major holiday like Christmas. So I hope yours went well because mine was literally not good. It was not the best. And we're not done yet. There is something major that happened while the car is messing up, while my body was being destroyed by a sickness. Something major happened, and this is why we're here in this episode, because I'm about to spill some crazy. When I say crazy, you have to listen to me. This is some crazy tea. And I have to talk about it because I'm so livid about this, what happened. So between my car messing up and me being sick, literally during all of this, I get an email. So my last podcast episode, episode 2 of season 2, was an episode about toxic work environments. And it was my story with alongside my two other coworkers, we wanted to share our story on how we experienced a toxic work environment and how we got out of it. It's reality. So whoever's listening right now, I know you or someone you know, a coworker, an acquaintance, someone out there has experienced a toxic work environment. It's not like I'm the first person in the world to talk about it. You hear this on TikTok, you hear this on podcasts, you know, people talk about companies they worked for and it wasn't the best experience. And it's like leaving a review. When you look at restaurants, you get Google reviews or you see Google reviews, you go on Yelp, you see reviews, and it's just feedback. If your restaurant's dope, you get 5 stars. If your restaurant was trash, you get 1 star, 0 stars. So there are many things and platforms where people leave reviews. For jobs specifically, if you go on a website called Glassdoor, you go on that website and you type in a company's name. Let's say you type in Pepsi, the company, and you'll see the different positions they have and the different reviews that people give. They show the pros of the position, the cons of the position, and, you know, it's just feedback that I feel like companies need to see and hear. And when I released my last episode, I knew that I didn't want to mention the company that I worked for, and I didn't want to mention real names, because at the end of the day, I still have a heart and I still didn't want to put anyone's name out there or the company's name. I just didn't feel right doing that. So if anything, I saved them and I changed the name. I didn't say anyone's name. I didn't mention the company. And I knew going into the episode, that's what I wanted to do. So we recorded the episode, and I'm going to be so honest. We were very honest in that episode. We didn't lie about one thing. We probably mentioned 50% of our experience. We didn't mention the other 50%. We talked about the main things, what we went through. And yeah, we were mad. Some of the time during the episode, you know, we got upset because it brought us back to what we went through. It's just reality. Not every job is perfect. And I released that episode on December 11th. On December 13th, I received an email, and pretty much that email was from my old job, and they were letting me know that I need to remove the episode from the website, or they're going to contact my new workplace. And guys, when I received that email, my heart was racing, because not that I knew that it was going to happen. Like, okay, a part of me thought, all right, I'm releasing this episode and there is a chance that they're going to hear it. I didn't think that I was going to get an email. And I'm going to be honest, when I got that email, the first thing I thought was, good, I'm glad you heard it. And I hope every single person at that company heard it, because they needed to hear what's really going on and they need to know what's up with them, because I'm not the only one. And the two people I was talking with, it's not just us who felt this way. I've had old colleagues write to me after I released that episode talking about how unhappy they are. So it's not just me, right? So anyway, they wanted me to take down the episode, and I know for some people, the reaction is, I wouldn't take it down. Don't take it down. So 50% of me wanted to take it down, and the other 50% did not want to take it down. I confided and I spoke to people I trust about this situation, because at the end of the day, guys, this is my life. You know, now you're threatening to contact my workplace. This is my job. It's not that I said anything crazy, you know, but where I am now, I'm pretty new. I only been there 7 or 8 months. So this is my reputation now. So anyway, I got this email. I confided in, you know, people I trust. And majority of the people I confided in told me not to take it down. And honestly, it's our, guys, this is freedom of speech. Like, it's our amendment. If you see the world we live in now, everybody talks about how they feel. It's not like we live in a world where everyone's silent. It's not like we live in a world like before where a lot of people didn't really express how they felt about certain things. Especially my generation and the generation behind me, or the generation coming up, we speak up and we don't let anyone walk all over us. And the fact that they're trying to silence me now because I'm speaking on an experience on my podcast, clearly it hurt you. Clearly it hit a nerve that when you heard it, it bothered you that much to contact me on my old email to tell me to take down the podcast. And guys, let me tell you something. Ultimately, I took down the episode. And let me explain why. I went back and forth for a few weeks about this because I was really upset. And a lot of people also told me not to respond to them. But no, I'm not staying silent. I am not going to let them silence me. And I'm going to let them know what's up. One, don't threaten me, because you're threatening now to contact my work of place, not just one office, not just like, let's say the HR office. You're threatening to contact higher ups at my place. And that's disgusting. Like, that's low and that's gross. So for weeks, I thought about taking it down, and I didn't take it down for a while. You know, they wrote to me, and the episode stood up for another 3 weeks. For a while, I just didn't want to do it, and I spoke to someone, and they told me, they were like, listen, I think you should take it down to protect yourself, because you never know. And then I started to think, oh, shoot, like, can they sue me for this? You know, can I be taken to court for this? Like, I don't know. A lot of things were going through my head. And ultimately, I did take it down to protect myself. I took it down because I didn't want something bigger to turn into this, just because they're butthurt about what I said and what my friends said. And I'm telling you right now, mark my words, I'm redoing that episode. And I'm going to approach it differently. But best believe I'm still going to speak about my experience. And I'm best believe I'm going to talk about how to get out of a toxic work environment, or what are some ways that you can maybe work through a toxic work environment. I just don't like that. It just brought me back to what I dealt with there. And it brought me back to what I disliked about me working there. And, you know, sometimes you gotta hear what's up, whether that's in a relationship, a friendship, whether that's with your family. Sometimes you gotta hear what's wrong with you. And honestly, that's the way you get better. No job is perfect. No person is perfect. And the fact that they really tried to silence me and make me feel pushed to a corner and make me feel like I had to do it, or this is what we're gonna do. Like, it was just, guys, it was a really difficult time because I truthfully didn't know what to do for a little bit. But ultimately, I took it down. And to be honest, before I took it down, I looked to see how many people listened to the episode. And yo, it was my most listened episode. And I was so proud of that. And I saw that and I saw the number. And I'm like, wow, like, we did that. We got the message across. We really got real and unfiltered, like I want this season to be. And so many people listened. And I'm so glad that people listened, because it's how we relate to each other as humans. People bond over trauma. People bond over things they love. You know, if you meet someone and you guys love the same meal, you bond over that. You know, people bond over things that they've been through, whether that's in relationships or anything. So I'm glad so many of you listened, and I'm glad and I'm happy with all the feedback that I received from that episode. So if you try to go back and listen, unfortunately you can't. It's so crazy because you know, when I typically do interview episodes, they're longer than the episodes that I do by myself. Talking to people, it just, you know, it's a longer episode, fine. And I know, especially for me, I have a small attention span. So for episodes longer than an hour, I tend to listen to half and then I listen to the half later. And I had people hitting me up like, hey, like I went to go listen to the other half. Like, what happened? Like, where is it? And I was just so annoyed. But this is my explanation to you guys. That is the reason why the episode is no longer there. I took it down to protect myself. But I will be releasing another episode on that topic within the next few weeks, just because I feel like it's a very important topic, especially the world that we live in today. We have to bring awareness to certain things, and that's how I was approaching that episode. But I'm still going to approach the new redo episode the same, you know, way. We have to bring awareness to environments like this. So that was the ending of my 2023, and it literally happened all in the month of December. So best believe when that ball dropped and I saw that it was January 1st, 2024, I was happy because I'm leaving all that behind and we're moving forward in this new year. And I just want to wish everyone an amazing 2024. I hope that whatever you strive to do, your goals, your manifestations, I hope they go well for you. And I feel like this year is going to be a great year, and this season of Brit Tea is just getting hotter and hotter as we go. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for all the birthday wishes, and let's just keep killing it, guys. And thank you guys so much for always supporting Brit Tea. Next episode is February 11th. If you didn't know, this whole season, I'm going to be dropping my episodes on the 11th of each month. So mark your calendars. February 11th is my next episode. And I really can't wait to talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye, guys. Love ya.